toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together, so happy together.
Your temples, your massage parlors.
One night in Bangkok, and the world's your oyster. The bars are temples, but the pearls ain't free. You'll find a god in every golden oyster. A little special, little history. I can feel an angel sliding up to me. One night in Bangkok makes a hard man humble. Not much between despair and ecstasy.
Sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water and I think of all the things what you're doing, and in my head I paint a picture. Well, since I come home, well, my body's been a mess and I miss your tender hair. Way you like the daggers. Won't you come on over? Stop making a fool out of me. Why don't you come on over, Valerie? Valerie. Did you have to go to jail? Put your house on up for sale? Did you get a good lawyer? I hope you didn't catch a thing. I hope you find the right man who'll fix it for you. And now you're shopping and anywhere takes the color off your hair. You have to pay that fine that you were dodging all the time. Are you still dizzy? Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess, and and I miss your ginger hair and the way you light the days. I want you to come on over and stop making a fool out of me. Why don't you come on over, Valerie? Valerie. Sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water and I think about all the things, what you're doing, and in my head I paint a picture. Since I come home, well, my body's been a mess and I miss your tender hair and the way you light the day. Won't you come on over and stop making a fool out of me? Oh, why don't you come on over, Valerie? Valerie, yeah. Valerie. Valerie. Oh, Valerie.
You are listening to the No Agenda Stream, where freedom lives and censorship comes to get its ass kicked.
People are going to start getting confused, man.
I don't know, man. Sounds like AI.
It's got to be AI, man. Everything's AI. Everything's fake and gay, man.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, it's unrelenting. Woo!
Yeah, good thing this isn't AI.
No, that's totally AI. It's unrelenting, everybody. What? No, we didn't get like a Russian metal band to come into the studio.
You lied to me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Lie. Wait, I did charge you for that, didn't I? I'm sorry.
Where did that Bitcoin go?
they were a very expensive Russian metal band. They came into the studio
to
record.
That's what you told me.
Like, Gene, are you half asleep? Yeah. Okay, cool. Send me your Bitcoin. No problem. Welcome to Unrelenting. It's a Friday. It's a beautiful Friday. It's going to be 66 degrees here today and then 30 tomorrow, because that's what weather does now.
Hey, it's 71 here right now.
Oh, you should be outside, sun and the snake.
I'll see you in a little bit. I'm going to go put my feet on the grass.
Go put your feet in the grass, run around, put the sprinkler on. Act like a kid. Did a dude named Ben, named Ben, did he appreciate your 45 extra monitors that you had laying around?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I think so. He's now been playing video games every night.
Well, if he got the rig, that's the problem with buying the hardware. You're like, I got to use it now, sonny. I'm
not, I mean, honey. You know, you spent the money. You gotta use it.
You got to use that hardware. RAM is not cheap. Video cards are not cheap. Although
he keeps telling me about his frame rates for some reason.
You're like, who cares?
I care, because it's faster than mine.
Oh, well, it's 20% faster, you said. And that's going to annoy you. I told you it's going to annoy you. You said it wasn't going to annoy you, but I think it's going to annoy you.
Because he mentions it every day now.
This is how he starts the conversation. Yeah, hey, Gene. Yeah, my frame rate.
My frame rate.
Guess my frame rate. There's a new segment for two good old boys. Right now, I'm playing this game. Guess my frame rate.
Exactly.
Sounds like something that would be on Linus Tech Tips.
Yeah.
Guess my frame rate. No, I've never played that game.
He keeps mentioning how he's using Linus's table management system.
Well, they do push that a lot. And it's good, because some people like me just have cables laying everywhere. Although I need to take this office apart. It has not been done.
We might have to change good old boys to grumpy old Ben's here, the way that
it's going techie. I haven't redone the office since I went to the Mac hardware, so everything is wired still, like under the desk, because we have matching desks. So the office here, I have two desks that fit along the one wall, so it actually fit the room perfectly.
So
I
don't one think, full of Legos, another one full of Macs?
Should be, right? Somehow it fit perfectly. So, we realized, the wife and I, back in about 1995, that we couldn't have just one computer for both.
No.
That doesn't work.
That's a silly idea.
It is. Everybody needs their own computer.
Yeah.
So then it turned into having two desks next to each other.
Can you believe people used to share a phone in the house?
Yeah. Although,
that sounds just impossible, doesn't it?
Yes. Because even when I was growing up, that wasn't the case, although it was probably because my parents weren't insane. The minute you started getting phone calls and talking to friends, it was like, yeah, we're getting your own fucking line. It was just the way it was, because they didn't want to answer the phone calls and be like, it's for my sister, it was for me. No, it was like, I think when we were like, because I remember having the phone line in my room when I got my TRS-80 color computer and my 300 baud coupler modem, putting my Mickey Mouse headset and from the telephone into, because the headset was the handset, whatever you call the thing you picked up on the phone, was exactly the same as normal phones. It was that exact size.
Yeah, what do you call that?
I think a handset. Or was that back in the day, right? Was that the, or was it the receiver back in the day? But it's not, you're transmitting
it. Damn, I don't remember what, you pick up the thing off the phone.
Right, the handset, maybe?
The mic and the speaker in it. What the hell is it called?
Handset, maybe, because you put it in your hand. I don't know. Old people forget what things used to be called here on Unrelenting.
Did they even exist if we can't think of a name for them?
I don't know. Put that baby right into the 300 baud modem. It had these beautiful smelling rubber cups. Kept the exterior noise out. See, Brooklyn's going with handset. I think that is.
Okay. All right.
And I remember having my own line, because otherwise I would have never gotten any line time, because then otherwise people in the house picking up the phone. That was the problem we had immediately once getting married. You're
disconnected, then somebody's pissed off and somebody's telling you to hurry up.
Right. So even once, when I got married, there were already two phone lines coming into the house, one for the computer and then one.
Fancy.
Yeah. But back when I was a kid, we had 4 phone lines at one time, I believe.
Holy shit.
Dad had a business line because he did. He was in sales. Uh-huh. So he would make his sales calls in the morning and needed a number for people to call and leave messages back in the day mm-hmm. when you had answering machines with magnetic mm-hmm. tape. Ooh, in the good old days. So he had his business line. We had the house line. Then my sister had her line. Then I had my line. We had lots of phones.
Man, you were rich.
We just had a lot of phone lines.
4 lines. Jesus.
One house. Although I know, I remember as a kid watching something on television, one of those old TV series where it was the line that was shared, the party line, shared by multiple houses. Yeah. Oh, can you imagine that?
Yeah, yeah.
It's bad enough when somebody in your own house is on the phone, but no, the neighbor 4 houses down won't hang mm-hmm. up so you can call somebody.
Well, that was a few years before us, but yeah.
Yes, we had handset privilege. That was exactly what was going on.
Yeah, I think my parents got a second line for me when they got sick of hearing, "No, don't pick up the phone. I'm online.
I'm downloading assy porn." Yeah,
exactly. I'm which at takes the half an hour per picture. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, it's so we got the line.
You had to.
So I had my own line as well, but 4 lines to a house sounds just like.
Like we should have been running a meth house or something like
unusual.
That.
Unusual. I knew friends that had 2 lines. I didn't know anybody that had more than 2, though.
I'm sure the phone company loved it.
Oh, I'm sure each of those lines was like $60 a month. Yeah.
They're like, you want more?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand. Then the cordless phones came out. Kids, we used to have to be corded.
Yeah.
Then the ones that have, and it's great if you see them on like movies and television shows now. The kids are probably mm-hmm. so confused when it's a big, clunky looking phone and they pull the antenna out of the top for like a 46-foot antenna that sticks out of the top of the phone.
Those were the best, though.
Like, you got great range, man. You could walk through the backyard, yeah. No problemo.
Exactly, because those back in the day, those were running on, I want to say it was either 43 or 39 megahertz, so you had great range, unlike the current shit we got.
And then the beauty was, for anybody who worked at Radio Shack or liked those things when you had a Bearcat scanner or whatever now, brand you wanted. Do you know
anybody that worked on the Radio Shack?
I did.
Oh, yeah.
So I actually knew other people then that worked in the Radio Shack.
Mm-hmm.
But the scanners were great because all those phones, no encryption, baby.
Right. Yeah.
So really, it was better than this. Well, that podcasting didn't exist yet.
No.
But you could randomly listen to your neighbors talk on the phone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I had one of those Bearcat scanners in my car.
They were, well, you had to.
Mm-hmm.
Along with a good old-fashioned CB radio.
I did have a CB in the car as well, yes.
Breaker 19, I'm mm-hmm. This is a big bad bear Gene. I'm coming down the highway. Can everyone soon give me a little smoky
usually
report?
Usually the CB was most useful for sitting on channel 19 and then hearing semis talk about how shitty a driver you are.
You're right. Hey, the fucking guy in the Lexus doesn't know what he's doing. That's when Gene grabs it. He's like, I do too. I'm just pissing you off.
Lexus? I have a station wagon, baby.
You have the Vista Cruiser?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Nothing like a Vista Cruiser. Yeah, I remember driving my dad.
I had the custom cruiser with the wood grain.
Oh, what the hell? I think it was a Chevy. My dad had a station wagon. And again, he was in carpet sales. So the station wagon was like filled with carpet samples. I remember like driving that to work one day and it was diesel. It was like the, it was just a weird vehicle. So you had a
black cloud behind you the whole time.
Pretty much. And it always just had that smell that, those diesel engines. Yeah,
I miss the diesel smell, man. When they got rid of that and then jacked the price up by a factor of 2.
And then tried to sell you
really bad
electric cars. No, it'll be great. Electric.
Yeah, diesel always used to be cheaper than gasoline until they decided to get rid of the smell, and then somehow the price doubled.
It's amazing the way this happens when the government gets involved with things.
I know. Like, there's nothing wrong with high sulfur diesel.
Like, we're making the world a better place. No, you can't have emissions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I think the world kind of has its own filter. It's kind of like, you know, the world has its own, like, Brita filter. You know, it takes care of all the shit you put out there.
Well, where do you get the shit in the first place? It's not like we import something from off planet.
Right. It's all stuff we already had here. Uh-huh. We're just mixing it up and it's all going to settle back down.
Exactly.
Sometimes in our lungs. I don't know.
Well, don't breathe. You know,
that's why I have multiple air purifiers in the house. I don't know if they really do anything.
Yeah, I did too. I mean, mostly for the ozonation feature. Ozonification.
I remember, and I'm sure you had them, because I know Gene World.
Mm-hmm.
You had, as I did,
Sharper Image?
The Sharper Image.
Mm-hmm.
Metallic, it just looked like metallic bars.
Yeah, hell yeah, I had those. Uh-huh.
And they put out just pumping out ozone 24/7. And those bars would get covered with dust.
Yeah, absolutely. They were ionizing the hell out of the air.
And then after we had those in our homes for a multitude of years, it's like, we think these cause all sorts of cancers. And
only if you breathe it in.
Well, if it's putting it into the air in your home, guessing.
Yeah, but if you're not in your home, if you're out partying, then they're great.
So you just have to open the windows once you get home.
But, you know.
You equalize really that ozone.
Ozone, that's the thing, is that there are a lot of benefits to ozone. There's one problem is that it's extremely active version of oxygen. So things like plastic disintegrate.
Oops.
Things like skin tend to fall apart. Yeah. The outer layer. Now you can build more skin, it's not a problem, but your plastic things have a little more of an issue. But if your house is made of metal, it's perfect.
And they use that in hospitals and stuff, don't they? To like disinfect, they use ozone.
I have one in every room of the house, dude. I love that stuff. It's a great smell.
And you lower the oxygen level, you bring the CO2 level up.
Yeah.
I've got the
CO2 level up. Exactly. I've got the house is full of ozone and a high level of CO2, but I've got an oxygen generator so I can breathe pure oxygen at night.
Well, I mean, you would have to, because otherwise you might be unhealthy. Well, you
can't breathe in the house. I mean, come on.
Why would you want to do that?
But I can go to Mars right now and stand outdoors without a helmet and I'll be just fine.
That's what Elon's looking for you, man.
Uh-huh. That's why I'm applying, man.
Like, please send me to Mars.
26 years of life. Time to develop this skill.
You're like, hey, Elon, put me in a room with no oxygen. Watch this shit. It'll be
I've been
great.
Living in the Martian atmosphere now most of my life.
I've been preparing for this job.
Mm-hmm. I've adapted.
I believe it. This all came from saying the frame rate of dude named Ben named Ben. See the conversation here.
That's how we roll.
It is a flow chart that most people cannot follow. AI cannot reproduce it.
They have a hard time understanding how we read the script for
the
show.
We do the weave. We do the Donald Trump weave, although he didn't weave much during the State of the Union. He kind of stayed on point.
No. He did manage to get a record.
Yeah, well, he
in the Guinness Book of World Records now.
You know that dude walked in with, yeah, Melania, I'm going to get the longest speech ever.
Uh-huh.
You'll see. And I'm going to make these, I'm going to tell these Democrats I'll stand up and they're not going to, it's got beautiful. They're not going to stand up. They're not because they are evil. I think
there
evil
always
people.
Has to be an asterisk though for Trump because he repeats everything three times in every speech he ever gives.
He's learned that one lesson that if you want people to remember something, you got to repeat it three times.
He did learn that lesson. Yeah. But most people wait at least a few seconds before repeating it.
No,
not Trump.
It's just like you're on a broken record. You just repeat it, and you move on.
Yeah.
I watched the whole speech. It was interesting.
I loved how he talked about giving himself a medal.
Yes. If I could figure it out.
I don't know if they're going to let me, but I asked. I said, you know, can I give myself a medal of honor?
We would do.
It is funny. He is a character, man. He is a character.
His comic timing is great. He knows exactly what to come up with to piss off the Democrats.
Yeah. I think he's enjoying life more than ever right now.
Yeah, because he's winning, except for the idiot Republicans who are now turning against the tariffs, because it's like, you know, it looks like they're working. So why are you? Because we're dumb and we don't know what they do. And the people, we might get voted out.
People don't like tariffs, man. Well, they don't understand how they work. Everyone's like, well, you idiots, Americans are the ones paying it. Yeah, well, how come the Europeans are selling shit cheaper to us then?
Well, and I don't know. The one thing Trump should have repeated three times was tariffs could lead to an abolishment of the federal income tax.
He did say that.
But just once. I don't remember him repeating it.
Yeah, just once. Yeah.
That was a very important thing, because I think if people start getting that in their heads, like, wait, tariffs, what? I might not have to pay. Yeah. Wait.
Well, he said, much like we used to, once the tariffs are fully working, we may be able to get rid of the federal income tax. And that's true. Before we had a federal income tax, we had tariffs.
And we weren't bankrupt as a country then?
Mm-mm.
Interesting. It's pill time, everybody. Woo!
You know, I'm out of B12, man.
Oh, that's not good.
I need to order some, because I heard not only are they good for your brain cell things, but also your heart things. Apparently, they're good for blood flow or something.
That would be all sorts of things.
Whatever takes blood, I guess.
Everything, perhaps.
Is that everything?
I think so. I mean, I'm not a doctor.
We don't play doctors on this podcast, that's for sure.
This is not medical advice.
No, we would never give medical advice about blood things.
Especially serious things.
Have you gotten the video links I sent you? I'm getting my house fixed. Not my house fixed, but my TV show house fix.
Oh, no.
By watching this. Oh, dude, I swear to God. What's the point of even sending you stuff you never watched?
I didn't see anything about house.
Let me just switch over to that thing there. But I sent you a link of a girl doctor.
Oh, well, she wasn't a real doctor, was she?
Yeah, she's a real doctor. So she's a real doctor that plays the violin. And she talks about weird diseases and patients coming in with weird symptoms that no one can figure out.
I like that. So, it's like a mystery.
Yeah, it is just like a mystery. And so I've been watching a bunch of her videos lately. And it is pretty interesting. And she's basically got a video for every disease that House diagnosed, except it's real.
Well, the older I get, the more I learn that doctors are often completely clueless to what's going on. I mean, I've learned this. One, I mean, okay, so I had a bad dentist. That bitch fucked me up.
Your whole eyeballs.
Yeah. Well, that was a bad retinal surgeon.
Right. Fucked up your whole mouth, I know.
Exactly. But the cardiac doctors, you know, the specialists. Fucked
up your feet.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Not understand. It's like, no, see, but I've never had this.
Yeah.
You know, extra beat. This everybody is something brand new. Everybody knows that
you get heart palpitations because of your teeth. Everybody knows that.
It is. I mean, it's something it's that true. They've said, you know, granted, it's like, it's an infection that moves in. The fact that I'm like, hey, this started with dental work. When you go to specialists, I guess this is just an oddity. Because maybe for everything, you should go to a general first. Right, not well in the army. I mean, like a general practitioner. Because if you go to somebody that is a specialist in cardiac rhythms, they're just going to want to worry about the cardiac rhythm.
They don't really know shit about teeth.
Right. They don't know what's, they don't care about what's causing it. Nope. They just want to treat it. Even if you're like, but this is where it started. Well, sure, but we'll just give you these pills.
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting. I mean, again, I've talked about this. It went on for that first time. It was over 6 months where I was constantly feeling that rhythm and then went on an antibiotic and it was like, done.
Yep.
And then it started up again after a while, but an antibiotic mm-hmm. cleared it up again, which led me to believe the first antibiotic got like 98% of it and then it came back.
Yeah. Yeah, that's usually how it works.
And now it got it through. It seemingly, because it's been like a year now without any issue whatsoever. I think
a year's long enough that there's nothing dormant there. Yeah.
So it's like, now I just need to make, well, because I skipped an appointment with the cardiologist because the last time.
As we all do, so did I.
Yeah. Well, the last time I went in, I got the.
I feel fine.
Right. Well, what, that's the part of it. I feel fine. And the last time I went in, it was the nurse practitioner. Practitioner, right? You make your. I have mm-hmm. to make an appointment too, because sooner or later, then they stop your drugs, and they're like,
"Exactly, exactly.
You have to come in, sir."
That's how they get you. They stop your drugs.
We can't keep giving you drugs. You're like, "I want the drugs,"
mm-hmm.
and they're like, "We can't give you the drugs, sir, unless you come in." So you got to go in.
Yeah,
but the nurse practitioner. That was what pissed me off. One, the nurse practitioner is like, well, the doctor and I, we think you should have the ablation. The ablation, the ablation, the ablation. Would you like to schedule the ablation?
Yeah. No.
No. No, I wouldn't, since it's now been a year since I've had even a stray beat like that. You know, mm-hmm. it's like that's... Mm-hmm. So no, I don't want to schedule that. And I've mentioned it on this show before, but I know not everybody listens to every minute.
No, not everybody, amazingly.
The nurse practitioner, after I explained, as I have done to Gene and on this show, that, once I start taking an antibiotic, the, the extra beat, whatever you want to call it, disappeared.
Yeah.
And the bitch literally wrote in the notes, having extra beats while taking antibiotics. I'm like, okay.
Oh my God.
You know, it's like,
so this. It's like, sorry, sir, we can never give you antibiotics again.
Right. But no, that clears it up. Got it totally wrong. And I know anybody can have a bad day, but this is why you really do have to be your own advocate. You have to pay attention to what's going on.
And you have to be your own doctor, as we all say.
You do. Because at one point, my dad, who's been on blood thinners for over 2 decades because of the artificial valve he's got, they were like, well, we want to, you know, they really upped his blood thinning medication. And my parents have been doing this long enough that they knew it wasn't right. But because the doctor said they did it, and his numbers went from like 2.2. I mean, it's supposed to be somewhere in that 2 to 3 range. Was up to like 5.8 or 5.9.
Yeah, that's no good.
No, and it's like, but I yelled at him. I'm like, you knew it was wrong. Well, the doctor said. I'm like, fuck the doctor.
What the hell do they know?
Right. It's like, they're wrong. So it happened again recently. And my mom was like, nope, fought back. And the doctor finally went, oh, okay. You know, it's like, come on, you're getting it wrong.
But so I stopped. Well, first of all, I had my physical just a few weeks ago here as well. But I stopped doing
cardio.
Yeah, exactly. Good luck with that. No, I stopped doing those stupid lowering your cholesterol pills.
Oh, the statins.
Statins like 3 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago. And every time I'd come into the physical, doctor's like, yeah, your cholesterol is a little high. What the? Do we need to up your script on those? I'm like, yeah, I'm not taking them at all. Like, what? Why? Because they suck. Because cholesterol is a basic building block of everything in your body, starting with testosterone to a majority of the other chemical communication things, right? And he's like, yeah, but your cholesterol. Like, yeah, it's fine. So, I've been watching a lot of YouTube videos, which are better than doctors, as everybody knows. And they talk about eating more butter.
Everybody puts this on. Make sure we put this on Gene's tombstone. Watched a lot of YouTube videos.
Watched a lot of YouTube videos.
Ate a lot of butter.
A lot of butter. They all tell you, you start with a stick of butter. So I went in, did the blood work for everything a couple weeks back. Cholesterol numbers, perfect.
Really?
I've never had better cholesterol numbers.
And how did you accomplish this without those dirty stick of butter?
Stick of butter.
Wait, what do you mean a stick of butter? Like every hour?
Stick of butter instead of statins.
Every day?
Not quite. Like I have a stick a day. Yeah.
Not bad.
I'm telling you, dude, the reason you have cholesterol, not medical advice, is because your body isn't getting enough of the butter. And so it's trying to make its own butter, but it doesn't do a very good job.
So but by if you take giving the it butter.
What?
So by giving it butter, it's yeah, now happy.
Your body doesn't need to try and make any. Exactly.
So really the cholesterol problem is you're not eating enough of the butter.
Enough sticks of butter. Okay. Do you want the real solution? Or that was a joke, obviously.
Oh, wait, I was writing that down.
that was the
butter. Actual... I'm like, oh, I'm going to have popcorn every day. I'm going to be making fried eggs, going to be doing butter. I actually read up
on what the hell causes the narrowing of the arteries. Clearly, unlike most doctors. And what I discovered is it has nothing to do with cholesterol. It has to do with calcium and vitamin D. And that if you, there's tons of benefits to having an increased vitamin D. So I believe that the standard vitamin D recommendation from USDA is something like 500 IU per day. The much better one is you can buy 5,000 IU doohickeys. They're not pills. They're the little
capsule things.
Capsules. Thank you. That's the word.
The cute little things.
Yeah, 5,000 IU capsules at the store. But if you actually do the research, what you realize you should be doing about 20,000. And so when you start doing 20,000 IU of vitamin D, vitamin D interacts with calcium in the body quite heavily. And as everybody knows, the way that you prevent from having a huge increase in calcium in your blood is you have to provide two additional vitamins as catalysts. One is K2. And the other one is potassium. And the third one, I said three. And the third one is magnesium. So magnesium, potassium, K2. And when you provide those, that lets you actually properly utilize and manage the calcium for the chemical functions that it's used in. Because calcium is not just used for bones. It's also used... is part of the neurotransmitters, your electrical signal system. And so by doing a combination of all those with a higher level of vitamin D by a little bit, by about 20 times, you end up having you fix your cholesterol problem.
So I'm doing 5,000 D3 with 100 mcg of K2.
Yeah, the your K2 is fine, but you're a little low on the D there for your body weight.
Should we doubling that up?
I would quadruple it up.
Now I'm kind of concerned that the micro ingredients brand that I've purchased on Amazon, the new packaging on top, it's like viral on TikTok. Do they think that's a way to sell drugs?
To put the word viral onto your pills, that's not a good idea.
Viral on TikTok, it says. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
We went viral.
Yeah. They're TikToking away.
We got bananas. Is that enough potassium? Because I know we had...
Because here's the thing. Vitamin D, as I'm sure everybody knows also, is produced naturally as a chemical reaction in your skin when you have ultraviolet light.
Yeah, when you get sunshine.
So your whole body is a factory of vitamin D. Well, here's the thing. The way our bodies were designed to produce vitamin D, assumed we were never wearing clothes outdoors.
And we are all very happy you are, Gene.
And I don't know about you, but I don't not wear clothes outdoors.
You're like, hey, I'm getting my D3, officer.
So you can probably even pull down the math formula to calculate the amount of skin that your body has to figure out just how much vitamin D that would be producing. And it's right around 20,000 units.
You like that would seem to be a healthy number then.
Yeah. Interesting factoid. More people in the southern U.S. have a deficiency of vitamin D than people in the northern hemispheres. You know why?
It's a bigger sun. More, you're baking more.
Sunscreen.
Oh, those bastards.
Because you're more reducing your skin's ability to produce it by slathering yourself in sunscreen.
Because you're trying to protect yourself from that bad cancer.
Yeah, exactly. The bad cancer, not the good cancer.
Do you do red light therapy? Asks a troll in the troll room named C. Brooklyn.
I do not, but I have way too many friends that do.
And what is red light therapy? I've never heard of this.
Yeah, so there's a number of things with red light therapy. It's kind of like a tanning machine that you lay inside of, but it's red light. It's infrared lights usually, and near red and infrared. And it's supposed to activate your cells, like rebuild. I forget the technical. There is a technical word for it that I can't remember. That basically the rebuilding of your cells, the clearing up of dead cells, all that good stuff. And it happens when your skin has certain frequencies of light on it. You can also get portable smaller units like to wrap around your like sore muscle areas or wrap around your neck or something like that. Those are around as well. The whole body ones are expensive. They're like $12,000.
Well, that's why Roxanne didn't want to turn on the red light anymore.
That's probably why. Yeah, exactly.
True story.
But, you know, it totally does make sense. You don't want to go too woo-woo. I think there is a point of cross